Thank you very much, Eric, for the summary, and thank you all for the participants, the members of this workshop, and thank you for your very active input for this, meaning, of course, more work for you in the secretariat, but for the benefit of everybody. Thank you very much. So I think we can proceed into the conclusion of this agenda item 7. So the proposed decision of the working group are following. The invited countries and the organizations to provide additional inputs to the draft publication of good practices and lessons learned in transboundary data sharing, the second draft that we have been discussing, should send their inputs to the Water Convention Secretariat in writing no later than 15th of November 2023. So please submit those what you have been presenting here, and also indicating that you would like to add new information by the 15th of November. Secondly, the working group entrusted the secretariat in cooperation with the lead parties to finalize the good practices publication based on the comments made at the meeting and additional input received, and to present its key messages to final review by the fifth joint meeting of the Working Group on Integrated Water Resources Management and the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment. This meeting will take place in Geneva on 6th and 8th of May in 2024, and the purpose is that the publication could be launched at the 10th session of the meeting of the parties to be held in Ljubljana 23rd, 25th October 2024. So only the key messages will be presented for the final review and the decision under this fifth joint meeting of these two working groups. Moreover, we really thank the Netherlands for this excellent expert support provided to the development of the publication. So big thanks go to Jos Timmerman for acting as a consultant and developing this document. So thank you very much, Jos. And I would also like to present the gratitude also to the secretariat working so hard on this compilation of the document and the second draft that we have on the board. So Erik Salminen and the others, as well as Julia Trompikiana, thank you very much for your work on this document. So with this, I'm concluding this agenda item 7. Now we will move to the next agenda item, which is the item 8, project on the ground and regional events. So the projects that are related to the monitoring and assessment under the convention. So recalling the program of work for 2022 and 24, it includes tailored assistance to support for developing joint or coordinated monitoring and information and data exchange upon request and subject to availability of the dedicated resources. And I would like to invite Ljubka Zajkov from the North Macedonia to inform of the new GEF project on the DRIN and what it is envisages for monitoring and assessment. So what are the implications for this activity on monitoring and assessment?
Thank you, Chair.